Partner with Chuck is a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Richard Stewart. Lois Lerner, an Internal Revenue Service official of Groups, was put on administrative leave on Thursday. She refused to resign.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christians in Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, hopefully, they're going to be the views of Lindsay Williams. We're going to be talking about what he has been told about what is going to be happening in the future. Now, for those of you who are following the stock market, why, you'll know that the stock market was down about 12 points today. Those of you who are really watching the stock market know that it was down 125 points shortly after opening this morning and was brought back. Of course, the stock market, you must understand, America is totally manipulated, as are most things, as is the media, as certainly is the banking system. It's all manipulated. And we ended up with the stock market down 12 points, but it was down 125 points at opening this morning. And why was that? Why? Because yesterday, or I should say last night, why the Japanese stock market lost 7.3% of its value. Yesterday, it started to basically last night, early Thursday morning in Japan, which is midnight last night, why the Japanese stock market lost 7.3%, one of the biggest drops they've had in many years. And not a word of it, or hardly a word of it at all, in the American media. Why? Because you are reading a controlled media. Reality is usually scoffed at, and illusion is usually king. And you read and hear and see just what they want you to read and hear and see, and they largely control your reality. Now, you can check what I'm saying. Fortunately, if you have the internet, you can check and find out that I'm telling you the truth. And so if this is the truth, why aren't you hearing about it through regular channels? Why? Because the people who control the world don't want you to really understand what's really going on. Well, with that as a background, our good friend Lindsay Williams. Hi, Lindsay. How are we doing?
Dr. Stan, I don't know how to express in words my appreciation for you allowing me to be on your show tonight because of what the Federal Reserve Chairman, Ben Bernanke, said before Congress on yesterday. It's almost as if it is prophetic what my elite friend, whom you know, told me back numbers of months ago.
Well, I want you to go ahead and tell us, of course, basically what Ben Bernanke said yesterday was that we may have to start sometime in the future cutting back on what we're doing. Well, what is the Federal Reserve System doing? What is this privately owned central bank that controls our economy and largely controls the government and the politicians doing? Why, it's pumping $85 billion a month, part of it into treasury bonds and part of it into housing mortgage bonds. And basically, that's all that's keeping our economy going today. But we would have food lines and soup lines all across America if it weren't, of course, that we were giving food stamps to 48.8 million people. Food stamps to 48.8 million people, almost one person in five in America. One adult in five is receiving food stamps today. And why is that? Why? Simply because the whole economy is contracting. We never got out of the recession. They're lying to us about almost everything going on. And where is the government getting the money to provide for the food stamps? Why, very simply, we're borrowing it. We're borrowing it from ourselves. And basically, the Federal Reserve is simply creating money out of nothing and then taking that money it creates out of nothing and buying Treasury bonds so the Treasury will have money to pay Social Security and Medicare and food stamps. And it's all an illusion, ladies and gentlemen. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
Well, you put it so well just then, Dr. Stan, that Mr. Bernanke said, at some future date, we're going to have to cut back. But that is the key to what he said on yesterday, at some future date. That means they aren't going to stop QE3 right now, and that is exactly.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching Osteo FX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enamel number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House number 10 cans, April 2nd through the 8th, with free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Lindsay simply is saying that he had talked to one of his friends, one of the elite people who are part of the group that rules the world. And about a year and a half ago, this gentleman had told Lindsay that we were going to get into more and more and more debt, that the elite wanted our federal government, our state government, our local government just burdened down with debt. And then just within the last few weeks, this same elite person who I have talked to in the past, this same elite person said to Lindsay, if you want to know what the future holds, you go to two different places, and here's where you go, and go right ahead, Lindsay.
Over the years, Dr. Stan, my friends, you know, Mr. Ken Fromm, before he passed away about a year and a half ago, and now, of course, the other gentleman whom you know and actually talked with, oftentimes they'll say to me, Chaplain, this is what's going to happen next month, or this is what's going to happen 3 months from now, or 6 months, or a year from now. And I would have the privilege of being on your show, and I would say, this is what my elite friend told me. And you had to take my word for it, because I had no proof to show you in writing. This is the first time, Dr. Stan, in 38 years that I have had the privilege, the providence of God, of knowing some of these people, that they have actually said it in such a manner that I can say to the people in your listening audience tonight, you don't have to take just my word for it, and you don't have to take the word for the fact that my elite friend just gave it to me. I'm going to tell you where to go to find it. So I hope that tonight you'll realize that this is a very, very special radio program for me, because Ben Bernanke backed up everything that my elite friend said on yesterday morning before the Congress of the United States of America. And then the articles that you're about to hear, you're going to find them amazing. Now, you have had time to get those pencils and paper. Forewarning is enough. I'm going to give you the date, the place that you can go to find this, and the person who said it. Now, just before I do, just in case you don't have those pencils and paper yet, because it's so important for you to write all this down. When I lived with those people years ago, one of the first things I learned about them is they do have a code of ethics. I know this sounds strange, but keep in mind, I sat in their board meetings. They were not in my church. I was on their oil field, and they talked about things that if you knew one of them, they probably would never say in a church somewhere. And one of the things I learned about them is they have a code of ethics. That's right. Yeah, I know it's not the code of ethics of the Bible, not the same code of ethics that I or Dr. Stan would have, but it is a code of ethics, and one of the facets of their code of ethics is they must tell you everything they're going to do before they do it. And they do. If you know how to listen to their buzzwords, you can always know what's going to happen next. They may tell you through a Hollywood movie. They may tell you through a secular broadcast out on the media. But they will tell you what they're going to do. And then after it's all over with, the elite will come back and say, "We told you so. Why didn't you listen?" Well, this is so significant, more so than anything I think I have ever been given. My elite friend said to me, he said, "Chaplain, if you don't know what's going to happen, I'm going to tell you where to go." They wrote it. They have just told you. They want you to listen. Very few will, but you have an opportunity tonight for me to interpret the buzzwords for you. So here we go. The first one is April the 2nd, 2013. Place, New York Times. Now, you can go find this for yourself. Please do, after the program. Don't change that dial now. But after the program, go and find it. And you want to Google in David Stockman Warnes, and you'll find it in the New York Times. Now, you do know that David Stockman was the budget director for President Ronald Reagan. He is very well respected in financial fields and is one of them for all practical purposes. He just wrote a book recently. And in the New York Times, when that book was being reviewed, there are buzzwords there that tell you everything that you're going to expect, everything that's going to happen to you financially in coming days. I'd like to read just a few sentences of it here, and then I'll go back and pick out the buzzwords for you. Here we go. Quote, Stockman wrote that the Fed's quantitative easing policies following the credit crisis have flooded stock markets with cash even while Main Street economy remains weak. The combination, he wrote, is unsustainable. There's your buzzword right there. Unsustainable. Now, you've heard that from other sources also. That means it can't last. It can't continue. It'll go just so far, and it'll stop. Ben Bernanke, Chairman of the Federal Reserve, said before Congress yesterday morning, "We are not going to stop QE3 yet." Do you realize the significance of this? He basically said, "We are not going to let the economy become unsustainable yet." Do you realize what a glorious opportunity that this is? Every person out there in this listening audience tonight, do you realize that what Ben Bernanke did was bought you some time? Now, I know this is horrible, that we're going to create all of this massive debt, and America is going to get so head over heels that it will be horrifying when it finally does happen. But do you realize that he just bought you some time yesterday morning? Because he said, we're going to keep on quantitative easing. We are not, oh, I hope you're catching this, we are not going to allow interest rates to rise yet, and we are not going to let the derivative market crash yet. That basically is what he was saying. this is a window of opportunity because the American dollar is going to remain fairly stable for a few more months' time, and it gives all of you out there in the listening audience, if you will take advantage of it, it will give you a glorious window of opportunity to do some of the things that you need to do in preparation for what will be the inevitable. Now, you remember that about a year and a half ago, I did a DVD series, and in it, I told you what they told me they were going to use as the method of bringing about the collapse of every currency in the world. And you'll remember that before Mr. Fromm ever died, he talked about the raise of interest rates, and that the moment interest rates began to rise, it was the end of it. If you haven't gotten out of paper by that time, you're going to lose the paper that you've got. I care not whether it's an IRA, 401k, a bank account, whatever it may be. If it's written on a piece of paper, once Ben Bernanke says, we're going to start raising interest rates, it's over. It's done for. You don't have any more time to do anything. But right now, you've still got an opportunity of time. Now, David Stockman said, it is unsustainable. Now, the next statement is classical. Please, once again, April the 2nd, 2013, David Stockman warns in the New York Times, Google it and read the entire thing. I'm just picking out the buzzwords. This statement right here, quote, when it bursts, there will be no new round of bailouts like the ones the banks got in 2008. Oh, my goodness. Do you realize that just yesterday, when the Federal Reserve Chairman said we're going to continue QE3, that he said we're not ready for it to happen yet. It's not time. We want more debt. But look what David Stockman says. He said when it burst. He did not say if it burst. He didn't say maybe it's going to burst. He didn't say possibly it'll burst. He said when it burst. Do you realize what they're telling you? They're saying that it positively is going to happen, and when it does, they aren't going to bail the banks out this time. Now, Ben Bernanke bailed them out yesterday morning, right before Congress. He said, we're going to continue QE3, we're going to continue the bailout, we're not ready for them to crash yet. But David Stockman said there's coming a time when it will burst, and they will not continue QE1, QE2, QE3, quantitative easing will end, and when it does, have two things that you can expect. Number one, interest rates are going to start going up. And when they do, that's the end of it all. That positively, there's nothing left. Secondly, it will bring about a collapse of the derivative market. And the derivative market is the method whereby they're going to bring on the next great financial event that will take place. Now, there's one more statement in the New York Times. Now, keep in mind, this is a very liberal newspaper. You can't get much more so. And it would stand to reason that it'd be in a place like this that the elite would tell you what they're going to do. And they did. And oh my goodness, I have been looking for this definition. I've been looking for it for years. Let me try to explain this. 38 years ago, when I actually lived with these people and then have kept in touch with them over these years, I've done radio shows all across America. And I've had the opportunity to be on talk shows where people called in, and invariably, every so often, someone will call in and say, Chaplain, please try to explain to us, if you can, what the next great financial event is going to be like. Is it going to be like 1929 through 1933 and the time of the Great Depression? I didn't know an answer. I've had so many people to ask me that, and I positively must admit, I couldn't give them an answer. For the first time in 38 years, you have it from them. They have worded this so meticulously. They must have sat together for the longest behind closed doors to give this definition. For the first time ever, the elite have officially given you and me a definition of what the next great financial event is going to be.
Now, let me just interrupt here. We're getting ready for a break. But those of you who have heard me talk about it, you can get the Time magazine the 12th of May. And there is an article by Richard Haass, chairman of the CFR, a member of the Trilateral Commission, in which he says, almost identically to what Stockman said, and he said the current economic system is unsustainable, and it's not a matter of if, but when it collapses. Now, the following week, an article by Zbigniew Brzezinski said, certainly the system is coming down if we keep doing what we're doing. This last week with Fareed Zakaria, I said exactly the same thing. We've got to stop all this spending. These are all members of the Trilateral Commission, all come from the CFR, and they are verifying exactly what Lindsay is telling you.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do what you sound. Being free of diseases, real well. Home for Health.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
In just a moment here. Well, Lindsay simply quoting from his elite friend who told him to go to read David Stockman's article. published on the 2nd of April in the New York Times. And if you go, simply go to your search engine and type in David Stockman, April 2nd, New York Times, and basically you'll find a number of articles, say Huffington Post and elsewhere, where they comment on it, but they'll have you a link, and you can actually link through that to the New York Times article, get it and read it. And basically the key words, as Lindsay has brought out, is certainly the current economic system is unsustainable, and that it's going to come down, and when it does come down, why, of course, there's not going to be a bailout for the banks as there was in 2008, and we're going into a situation of severe austerity and economic problems, and there's going to be a lot of political unrest. And read what David Stockman says, because, of course, Lindsay's elite friends have said this is just what's going to happen. And basically, if you certainly read the article I referred to by Richard Haass, and certainly Richard Haass, H-A-A-S, who is the current president of the Council on Foreign Relations, member of the Trilateral Commission. His article certainly is in May 12th, Time Magazine, page 10. He says certainly the current situation is unsustainable, and when it's not a matter of if, but when it collapses. Why would the people from the Trilateral Commission be saying this? And, of course, the following week, an article by Zygmunt Brzezinski, Trilateral Commission, CFR, the following week, article, this is the 26th, as I recall, Time Magazine of this month, May 26th issue of Time Magazine, Fareed Zakaria saying exactly the same thing. In essence, why we've got to start pulling back because of the economic problems. We understand the elite are putting this out. It's not a matter of if, but when. And what Lindsay is saying is make your preparations accordingly. It's not going to happen tomorrow or the next week or next month. But as soon as we know when it's going to happen, why, he'll certainly get in touch with me, and you'll be hearing him again on our program. The important thing is now is the time, and you don't have unlimited time. It's a matter of a month or two or a few months. But you need to make your preparations. Do not put it off. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
Between now and the time that the elite do allow the derivative market to collapse, and in so doing, collapse every currency in the world, not only America, but Canada, Australia, Japan, China, every currency in the world, when the derivative market goes, it will collapse all of them. There are a few signs prior to that. There are going to be certain events between now and then. One of them is Cyprus was a trial run. You remember what happened in Cyprus? They went in and said, we're going to pull so much out of everybody's bank account. Then they backed off. But they stole $10 billion approximately from the super wealthy that had money in the Cyprus accounts. Now, I want to warn you, you saw it on day before yesterday. The budget director right now in the United States of America, day before yesterday, said, and I said this on your program, Dr. Stan, back about 2 to 3 weeks ago when my elite friend first gave me these things. I said, watch out. There are going to be similar events to Cyprus that are going to be tried in other countries of the world, possibly New Zealand next, maybe Japan. They actually are talking about the nations they're going to do it in. Not the same thing they did in Cyprus, but similar. Now, when they get to America, it's going to happen. And 2 days ago, our budget director said it, and he said, I said this on your program back 3 weeks ago, Dr. Stan, that they are thinking and are talking right now behind closed doors of going into every pension fund in America and withdrawing certain amounts of money. And it was stated for the first time day before yesterday by someone way up in government. He said, things are in such bad shape. We've got to have some more money, and we're going to go into the federal pension fund. We're going to go into the post office pension funds. They're going to go into the 401ks. They're going to go into the IRAs, and they are going to withdraw. So this is being talked about already behind closed doors right now. My elite friend told me this about 3 weeks ago. They're going to go into those. They're talking of going into them and pulling a similar thing as a Cyprus event, except at this time in America, they're going to use the pension funds to do it instead of pulling in, going into bank accounts, because they can't pull that again. You'd catch up with them too quickly. But they'll go into the pension funds, and you have nothing you can do about it. You will lose much of your pension fund. And they actually came out with it 2 days ago and said, we're thinking of the possibility. Well, I got this 3 weeks ago, but 2 days ago they said going into the pension funds and withdrawing some of the money in order to maintain the government while we're trying to get through this coming crisis.
And
you will see similar events to Cyprus.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's no better way to destroy a nation than destroy its monetary foundation. They know exactly what they're doing. You better heed what Lindsay's saying.
George Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Lindsay is simply saying that there was another area he was told to go to find out what was going to happen. And the reference is a speech given by Vice President Joe Biden on April 5th to the Export-Import Bank, and you can get this on the Internet as well. And here, of course, Joe Biden, it talks about the fact we're going to have a new world order. But then he goes on to talk about we're going to have a new financial institutions. New financial institutions. In other words, some cataclysmic event is going to occur, and we're going to change the whole monetary system, not only of the United States, but of the entire world. Of course, this is the reason they're going to crash the currencies, so they have the overwhelming debt, create the chaos. because they want world government, and they know that people will not accept it willingly. But if they can create a great crisis, people will be willing to do that. But along with, of course, the new world order comes the new world monetary system. And, of course, although I'm sure Joe Biden is not going to tell you, the new world religion, of course, that Pope Francis is talking about, and there's certainly a Pope Benedict talked about, but Pope Francis is talking about the necessity of a new world religion where we all worship the same God. But of course, he doesn't mention that's not the God of the Bible. Well, let's get back to the new financial institutions. The speech given by Joe Biden on the 5th of April to the Export-Import Bank. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
New financial institutions. Now, at the beginning of the program, I gave you the first place that I was told to go, which was David Stockman Warren's in the New York Times. This is almost a vocalizing by Vice President Biden of what David Stockman said. David Stockman said, now keep, let's go back for just a moment. He said, when it burst, there'll be no new round of bailouts like the banks got in 2008. Oh, my goodness. What happened in 2008? It was the last part of the administration of George Bush. And the elite said, you must bail out the banks of the world, or there's going to be a total worldwide financial collapse of banks. And it would have. It would have happened exactly like they told Congress it would. And as a result, Congress appropriated trillions of dollars that were given to the banks. That was QE1. Now, David Stockman says there's coming a time that there will be no more QE 1, 2, or 3 as it was in 2008. And then Vice President Joe Biden says we've got to have new financial institutions. Do you realize both of these men are saying the same thing? They just put it in a little bit different words. There's coming a time that they will no longer bail out the system, as Mr. Bernanke announced on yesterday morning before Congress that they would continue QE3, and the time is coming that he will say we're not going to continue it any longer. Interest rates go up, the derivative market collapses, every currency in the world is affected, but it's not going to happen yet. It is going to happen. Both of these men have said it. Now, let's take the second expression that Vice President Joe Biden gave. He said, Vice President Joe Biden called for the creation of updated global rules. I hope you caught those three words. Updated. That means what we've done in the past, it's old, it's antiquated. You can't trust the Constitution anymore. It's outdated. We've got to have an updated, what, global, worldwide, new world order. Not like the one you've got right now. You're going to have to give up your Constitution, folks. That's what he's actually saying. He says, updated global rules. Now, this word rules is so important. What is the rule of order in the United States of America? What is the supreme law of the land? It's stated right in the Constitution of the United States of America that it, the Constitution, is the supreme law of the land. Even the Supreme Court can't override it. Now, they can interpret it, but they can't override it. Congress, if they follow the rules, can't do anything contrary to it, neither can the president. Of course, lately, both of them have done things contrary to it. But he says, we have got to have an updated global rules. This man had the audacity, Vice President Joe Biden, he put his hand upon a Bible when he was sworn into office. And he said, I will uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. And before the Import-Export Bank, on April the 5th, he said, we've got to do away with that Constitution. We've got to have global rules, and it's old and antiquated. Do you realize that this man should be impeached over those very words? I mean, he has betrayed his oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America by what he said in that statement. He has committed treason by what he stated. I mean, this is, I wish the American people would pick up on this and realize what's really out there. Now, we have another expression. Oh, my goodness. Vice President Joe Biden called for the creation of a level playing field. Level. everything has to be on one even keel. America has to come down to the level of a third world country. That third world country must be brought up to the level of America. We've got to have a level playing field in this world. No more of the great American dream. No more of free enterprise capitalism, which has helped to make this country great. No more of freedom as we know it today. He said, we've got to have a level playing field where all the nations in the world are on a level keel. And he basically is calling for a new world order. The Vice President of the United States of America, Joe Biden, and he says if they have their way, it's going to happen this way. Now, I'm not so sure they're going to have their way. Please bear with me for a moment. There's been something that happened just recently. I have received numerous emails, Dr. Stan, from my elite friend. And it's so amazing that lately, I know the entire family, by the way, not just him. I know his family. I know his children. I know his wife. Our families were close years ago when we actually lived not too far from each other in Alaska. And I'm oftentimes recently getting emails from his wife talking about things that she heard them talking about. Now, there's something that's happened recently that is so startling. When Sandy Hook took place and the president came out just after those children were massacred by this disarranged young man, and he said, I'll do everything in my power in order to put through legislation to limit anything like this ever happening again. The president of the United States of America became the greatest salesman of firearms that of any president in the history of the United States of America. The elite didn't expect that. They expected us to do what Australia did and what Canada did and what England did and what other countries in the world have done and give in and turn them in. The free spirit of generations in Americans rose up and they did the exact opposite to what the elite had expected them to do. And I'm going to admit to you from the emails I've gotten recently, the elite are scared to death. Right. You've heard me say on many programs that when I lived with these people, I learned that there's only one thing on the face of the earth they're afraid of. Only one. They're not concerned about money. They can control that. They are concerned about one thing and one thing only, the masses waking up. There's only a handful of them, and there are millions of us, and they are scared to death of us waking up. And for the first time, they have seen the American spirit come out, and the gun stores were emptied. You can't buy ammunition today. My son loves to shoot, and we went by Walmart to try to get some shotgun shells the other day. And it was about the middle of the afternoon when we arrived there. The man at the sporting goods department just laughed at me. I know him because we've been in there so many times. And he said, you can't come in here and get shells now. He said, you got to get here at 7 o'clock in the morning. He said, they line up and buy everything that comes in every day within a few minutes time. And he said, we in the sports department could take off the rest of the day. The elite did not expect this. And as a result, it is causing them, I believe, to accelerate that program, which is very dangerous for them because it could cause some major conflict. So right now, with what we're seeing happen, the elite are doing some things that may cause them some problems because they're realizing that they have some things on their hands. You'll remember what my elite friend told me one day when I was on the phone with him, and he asked me a question. And he said, Chaplain, how much money do you have in your bank account? And of course, that was a leading question I wasn't about to answer off the telephone. And he saw that I wasn't going to answer the question. And he said, let me rephrase it. He said, could you afford to lose what you have in your bank account? And I said, positively not. He said, then, Chaplain, you better not have anything more there than what you can afford to lose. He said, if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. Now, we know from what David Stockman has said and from what Joe Biden has said, it's the inevitable. It will happen eventually. You have right now a glorious opportunity to do something about that paper you've got. You must get out of paper and get into tangibles. Tangibles are not necessarily gold and silver, even though they can be, and you should have some of that. A tangible can be a spot of ground in the backyard where you can grow a garden. A tangible could be a paid-for roof over your head, and I beg people to get that mortgage paid off if they possibly can. I'd rather live in a log cabin and have it paid off than a million-dollar mansion that there's a mortgage on it, because when you can't make that house payment, they will come and repossess it. So they have warned you. You have forewarning. They've actually given you their buzzwords. I have tried my best to help you understand what they are. And we will be facing some things in coming days that if you make preparations right now, you can be like those who in the time of the Great Depression made great fortunes, Dr. Stan.
Well, I hope people will certainly get their financial house in order. And, of course, one of the things that Lindsay has suggested, you wanted to mention what people should be putting their money in, where it will at least have some modicum of safety. I got a call just this morning, or an email this morning, from the wife of a minister, and they have some money. She wants to know what to do with it. Should they put it in annuities? They have some gold, but as he says, you can't spend gold. So what would you tell people to do with their funds?
If it is written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. Someone asked me a similar question recently. Well, what do you think about gold stocks? I said, what's it written on? They said, paper. They said, how about gold mining stocks? I said, what's it written on? They said, a piece of paper. I said, if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. Now, my elite friend did give me many things that I and my family that we should do. And after I heard what I've just talked to you about, I immediately went in studio. Now, this has only been out for about a week and a half to 2 weeks. A new DVD series entitled New Signs the Elite Have Given Me. Now, I've only covered a fraction of it in this program. There are solutions there. There are things that you need to do and warnings that you need to take along with these things. New signs the elite have just given me. Please jot down our toll-free number, if you will. The toll-free number is 1-888-799-6111, or you can go on the web after the program to prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com, or toll-free 888-799-6111, and you'll hear an American operator, by the way. You'll hear the voice that you can understand when you call our toll-free number. The new series just out a week and a half ago entitled New Signs the Elite Have Given Me. It's a DVD. You watch it on the television in your home, and it's an hour and 30 minutes long, and I beg of you to copy it. You heard me correctly. It is not copywritten. I beg of you to copy it, give it to your friends and neighbors, and help them to know where to go themselves to look for the buzzwords that the elite have given them, and also telling them what things that they should do in getting out of paper, how they should get into tangibles, and that you cannot trust it. As my elite friend said to me, he said one day, do you know what our currency is? And I said, what is that? He said, Chaplain, anything that is in paper, we figure that we might have to lose it. But their currency is gold and silver. Now, I do not sell it. Dr. Stan can tell you where to go and get it. But I urge you, you should have some. And right now, the price is so low because they've taken it down. They want to scare you out. Every little person they possibly could, they wanted to frighten them out of the gold and silver market. That was the reason that they crashed the price the way they did. It backfired on them again, just like the gun issue backfired on them. And by the way, folks, please understand, these elite are only human beings. They think they're God, but they're only human. And two things have backfired on them recently. Number one, the gun issue. And number two, the currency, the gold and silver issue, because people went to the gold and silver dealers and literally wiped them out to the point that the United States Mint, for a period of time there, said, we don't have any silver. You can't get it. In fact, I heard a gold dealer say today, a friend of mine, he said, I can't even get silver right now. He said, I can't even deliver it to you until the end of June. Why? It backfired on them. And then number two, they took the price very low for the purpose of them buying it, and they have bought like wild when it got to the bottom. I don't think you're going to see it go much lower. I do know where it's going back to, because they will back the new world currency with gold and silver. Gold has got to go to $3,000 an ounce. Silver must go to $75 an ounce. I hope to goodness you didn't sell it and were frightened as they wanted you to be, because in the future, you'll find that the elite's currency will not be touched. They aren't going to allow it to happen. It's their currency, and they aren't going to allow anything to happen to it, Dr. Stan.
Well, let me simply point out, ladies and gentlemen, that certainly you really want to make your arrangements and don't put off. Certainly it's accumulating gold and silver. And I will tell you, there's been a lot of information recently about how George Soros is selling gold. Do not believe that for 1 minute. This is all part of a scam to try to get you and panic you into selling at this time. And believe me, Mr. Soros and the other people of great wealth are frantically buying up gold at this time. At the same time, they're doing everything to drive the price down to get you to sell it. Do not fall into their trap. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
I had a Canadian to ask me the other day on a show. He said, are we going to feel the effect of this as much in Canada as you feel in the United States of America? So, since you still have those pencils and paper handy, let me call your attention to the following. The country of Canada just adopted its 2013 budget. And in that budget on page, I may have to go give you the page number now. These are so many good facts I'm giving you tonight. You can look up for yourself. On page 144 and 145, written into the Canadian budget is what is called Economic Action Plan 2013. And in that plan, they say that if there is ever, and I'll give you two words in quote, systematically important banks, if any of the, now in America we call them banks that we can't afford.
Hold that thought, hold that thought. I guess it's been Lindsay Williams. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years, we have been blessed by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses gain restoration and get back their health after coming through our live-in Christian health retreat. Today, sickness and disease is everywhere. Cancer, MS, diabetes, and chronic diseases plague us. But there is hope, and Home for Health can help. We're here to help you in your time of need, and we would encourage you to go to the Home for Health website, www.homeforhealth.net. That's www.homeforhealth.net. Or you can call us today at 888-642-9644. That's 888-642-9644. Call Home for Health today and start your healing journey now.
Home for Health, truly do what you say. Being free of diseases, real well. Home for Health.
There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800 844-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Day, the director of Home for Health Lifestyle Center. And over the past years,
well,
we have been
Dr.
blessed
Stan
by witnessing folks plagued by chronic illnesses.
The program game. This evening with Lindsay Williams. I think everything he said is absolutely right. Everything points to me out that we're on a timetable. It's their timetable. They know when this system's coming down, but it is going to come down. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm simply an amateur historian, but I do believe that there are powerful spiritual forces which are energizing the wicked people who have taken control of our government, control both of our political parties, control certainly the major media, control the banking system, control the corporations, control the military, control our educational system, have their agents planted within our churches, and largely control what the American people think and believe. Well, right now, certainly, we hope that many of you will want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and it will take you into an understanding of what's really going on and who it is who coordinates everything taking place today. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. We have over 60,000, somewhere between 60 and 100,000 copies out. If you'd like to get it, you can get the book, you can get the DVD, you can get the CD, you can get them all together, the Brotherhood of Darkness special. But get it, copy it, get others to listen, and it can change their lives. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly if you want to understand more of the background of the powerful supernatural forces that dominate America today, let me suggest Constance Cumby's wonderful book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. Now, we do have it in used form. And, of course, we also have a DVD, Talk That Constance Gave. And we have a 4-CD set of my interviews with Constance Cumby. And you can get those by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Is there really a supernatural world out there? Well, maybe you'd like to hear the 4-CD set of Barry Shamish, Return of the Giants. And basically, over in Israel for a period of about 10 years, there were giants. They were seen repeatedly. And Barry Shamish, of course, doesn't understand the spiritual implications, but he went around and talked to the people who'd seen the giants, and he puts together a wonderful series of talks. And you can hear them all in his 4-CD set, The Return of the Giants. And then, of course, we have a 4-CD set on the supernatural. We have a 4-CD set on satanic crimes. There really are all sorts of Luciferian organizations all throughout our nation and throughout the world. And they're all working towards three things: a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and a one-world religion. And there's an organized effort to undermine Christianity just today by the Boy Scouts. Now are certainly going right along with the whole concept that they will take in gay Boy Scouts just so long as they're celibate, or at least they're not pushing their philosophy. They're going to take in Boy Scouts who are openly gay. Now, I'm sure there's always been gay people within the scouting movement, but at least they didn't come right out and say that we're gay and there's nothing wrong with being gay, because believe me, there's nothing gay or happy about being homosexual. As a physician, I spent the years that I was in practice and never judging people, trying to tell homosexuals that what they were doing was wrong, but certainly listening to them. And so many of them would confide in me how miserable they were, but they were trapped in a system and they didn't know how to get out of it. Of course, the only way out of the homosexual lifestyle is to have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, who can give you the strength to turn your back on this aberration. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that we are in a moral decline at the present time, moral freefall for all, and I fear for my country. And I would close simply with those words of Thomas Jefferson, that God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. But can the liberties of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're in a position to help financially, we can certainly use your help to maintain our network, but please pray. Pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America. Beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains to the prairie.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bring you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. In fact, this next hour, they're supposed to be the views of Melody Cederstrom, but she may have gone to sleep because it's late back where she lives, and we're telephone is just ringing, and there's no sign she's going to be picking up the phone. So, and we're going to be doing open lines. We'd love to hear what you would like to talk about. If you'd like to talk about what we were talking about with certainly with Lindsay Williams, if you'd like to talk about what's going on in Syria, if you'd like to talk about certainly the moral breakdown of our society, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'd love to have you call in. But as I pointed out, certainly, why today the stock market ended down about 12 points. What then nobody mentions is the fact that the stock market opened shortly after it opened this morning. It was down 127 points. Why was that? Why? Because, of course, yesterday, as I should say this morning, in Tokyo, pardon me, this morning in Japan, when the stock market opened or closed, it was actually down 7.3%. The Japanese market was down 7.3% on Thursday. That would have been midnight last night. And suddenly our stock market this morning opened down 127 points. And then, of course, they manipulated back up. You must understand the stock market is manipulated. And this is nothing new. This is the way things really are here. The media is controlled. The banking system is controlled. The corporations, most of them are controlled. The military is tightly controlled. The educational system. This is all controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. The Federal Reserve System is a privately owned central bank. It's owned by the six major banks that certainly are primarily owned by the six major banks. And that is, of course, J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo, and they control together about 69% of the financial assets, the banking assets of the United States. And the average individual has very little understanding of what's really going on today. And basically, of course, we are in real financial problem. It's not a matter of if, but when the whole financial system and house of cards comes down, and I believe it's going to be done intentionally. I believe that they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to understand what they're doing. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. And right now we've got a Jean or Jenny calling from Tri-Cities. How do we pronounce it? Is that Jenny?
Janae,
thank you so much for calling. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, my husband said he was, the other day when he was at work, he works outside, it was a beautiful day, and I remember it was just, I believe it was Monday or Tuesday of this week, and he said it was just blue skies and beautiful. And then he said he looked up around, you know, mid-morning, and there's these airplanes that are crisscrossing. And he said that all of a sudden after the planes were gone, all it just turned into a hazy, gray, ugly day. And I just want to know, because I know you guys talk about chemtrails.
Well, there's no question at all that they are have chemtrails. We have contrails. We have chemtrails. Now, contrails, certainly condensation coming out of the planes, actually contains aluminum. Most people don't know that, but you can go up on the Internet and simply type in jet fuel aluminum. You'll find out that they add aluminum to the fuel, and it basically makes it burn better. But it also has a profound impact, and this is one of the reasons why the level of aluminum is going up. But they also put the aluminum in the chemtrail, where they actually have the plane spraying, and they do use this to alter our weather. We'll be right back. Janae and Sydney, I hope, yes. But basically they know how to alter the weather. Sydney, they can use HARP, and this is the High Altitude Auroral Research Project, by which they actually can heat up the stratosphere and move large masses of air. And we don't know whether they could create tornadoes or influence or modify tornadoes. We know that they can redirect the direction of hurricanes. I suspect they can do this with the tornadoes as well. We're just going to have to wait and see what's going on. But basically, we know, in fact, you go up on the Internet, look up weather modification, and you'll find out there actually are companies that will sell you services, and they will create rain or snow for a given price. This is the reality of what's going on today.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for taking my call.
And thank you very much for calling. And right now, of course, I'm going to have to ask our producer to call Paul from Galveston and tell him we're not going to take him. And we're going to go on to onto line three and talk to Melody Cedarstrom. Hi, Melody. How are we doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
What do you think about that drop in this Japanese stock market this morning?
Well, it certainly was a surprise. You know, they talk about a 7%, but really it had gone up in early trading in their markets. So really it was down over 9% on their day. And certainly it's just another sign that it shows you that once you begin trying to keep low interest rates, once you apply stimulus, it just doesn't work. And they can only do it for so long. I mean, they had basically zero interest rates for over 10 years, I believe, if my memory serves me properly. And, you know, we're basically on the same path. And everything that we see in all these other countries, you can look at the Cyprus with their banking problems. You can now look to Japan. I mean, it's just a good example of what you're going to see here right here in the U.S.
I think you're absolutely right, and people have to protect themselves because we have a fiat money system, not only in the United States, but throughout the world. There is nothing behind the currencies, and certainly now Japan is frantically destroying the value of their currency to try to stimulate their economy. Switzerland is actually doing exactly the same thing, lowering the value of their currency so that the manufacturers will be more competitive in the world. But, of course, pretty soon you have simply all countries competing against one another to destroy their currency. And this certainly is a recipe for disaster, don't you think?
Absolutely. I mean, countries, if you have good economic policies and you have a strong economy, you want a strong dollar. So by having a lower currency in order to stimulate a short term.
Hold that thought, Melody. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Melody Cedarstrom with us from Discount Gold and Silver, and we're simply talking about what's going on in the world today. Basically, of course, the Japanese stock market fell almost 9%. I thought it was 7.3%, but as Melody has pointed out, the market has opened up almost 2% and then toppled over 9% in Japan. This was early on the morning of the end of the day on Thursday. And basically, of course, the end of Japanese Day, it's just about the time that we are beginning to open our markets here. And here in the United States, the market was off about 127 points. They were able to manipulate it back so it closed down about 20 points, or maybe 12 points for the day. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, it's all manipulated. And certainly, we don't know why the Japanese market has fallen, but you have to understand that all the markets, everything in the world is manipulated by the central banks and by the central bankers. And basically, of course, they can do this for so long. And then eventually they begin to lose control. And it looks like they're beginning to lose control, certainly there in Japan, because, of course, what they're doing, they're destroying the value of their currency. They're frantically printing money. They've destroyed almost 25% of the value of the currency of the people of Japan over in the last 3 or 4 months. And basically, people work their whole life to accumulate money, and then the government sets out to destroy the value of the currency, destroy the value of the money. Well, right now, of course, the Japanese aren't too concerned because, after all, the interest rates are down, which means that the value of the bonds is going up. Isn't that great? And the stock market's going up because the Japanese government is just pouring all sorts of money into the economy. So if there's all this money out there and the value of the stocks are going up and the value of the bonds are going up, and certainly the industry is picking up a little bit because now their products are so much cheaper when they're being sold overseas, and they're so much cheaper in Japan. But what people don't understand is that eventually the whole system comes down. Men, certainly there's a great deal of difference between man's time, between man's plan in time and God's plan in eternity, and economies simply collapse because men are not smart enough to regulate the whole thing. And this morning we saw a collapse, certainly of almost 9% in the Japanese stock market. 2% had gone up and then plunged 9%. So it ended up the day 7% down from where it had been. And it started to have the same thing happen in the United States. And then, of course, they manipulated it. And what's amazing, I wonder how many people out in the audience heard about this on the major television networks or read about it in their local newspaper. At least I didn't. I haven't heard about it on the news, and I certainly haven't read about it in the local newspapers. What are your thoughts on that, Melody?
Well, certainly not. You're not going to read it in the local newspapers. You know, what's interesting is I read an article earlier today where it said the Japanese people, they don't even want to touch their bonds, but you have so much foreign money flooding into Japan. Once they got their new governor or new president or whatever they have there in Japan, they knew they were going to be putting all this money into the system. The stimulus was going to be huge, 2 trillion yen that was going into the market. And so a lot of foreign investment has gone over there. A lot of hedge funds and a lot of these, I saw there was 3 huge funds that had gone in there, and now they're certainly losing. And because they thought that's where it was going to be, and it was for a while. But you have to also remember that I believe the Nikkei at one point in time, at the height of its country, the Nikkei was at 30,000. And here we are, it dropped all the way down to 8, and now it's moving a little bit back up. So it's had huge swings over the years, and you know, I don't understand why anybody would want to be in these markets. These financial planners, I had recently, as today, one of my clients called me. She says, I was ready to pull my money out of my 401, out of her 401, and her financial planner actually talked her out of it. She said he threw a pen on the table along with a book and said that gold has as much value as this pen and this book. And he says that book probably has more value than the gold. And this is what's being taught. This is what's being told to people who are investing. They need to keep your money in the stock market. They hate for people who own gold because they don't make any money. They can't trade you. Gold and silver are long-term investments. You don't make money turning unless they do it. They can't trade your account, and that's why they hate gold. They don't sell it, and they can't trade it. So there's a lot of pressure to have people keep their money in the stock market, and folks just need to be very cautious. If you have to keep it there, preserve it with gold. Insure it with gold. That's what gold has always been. It's been an insurance policy. It acts as a balance to your portfolio. And if you have large sums of money, 5% in gold is not going to do you any good. You may as well forget about it. So have an equal amount, just like you insure your home. You have $100,000 home, you insure it for $100,000. That's what you should do with your investment.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, our guest is Melody Cederstrom, and we're talking about what's going on financially. And ladies and gentlemen, we are in very, very difficult financial times, and the average individual doesn't really understand what is going on. And basically, of course, they listen to our leaders who tell us that things are looking better, the economy is looking better. But if you look behind the scenes and you study history, you know that there is no instance in all history where a nation has turned to a fiat money system, where that system has not eventually been destroyed. Basically, of course, when Sir George W. Bush became president of the United States, well, the national debt was about $5.5 trillion. Today, now, of course, 12 years later, 13 years later, well, the national debt is well over $16.8 trillion. And, of course, we've simply, they're increasing the debt fantastically. They tell you things are better because we're not going to have such a major deficit this year. They don't know. They're going to be, I do not believe they're correct. Certainly, they certainly have a much larger income from the income tax payments in April because everybody was frantically selling their capital gains things because they knew the capital gains was going to go up. So they sold them before January of this year so they wouldn't have to pay the higher tax rate. But now the higher tax rates are there. I think that the amount of money they're going to get in from capital gains in the future and certainly from the other sources of income are going to be down tremendously. And I believe, of course, we're going to be close to $0.75 trillion, if not $1 trillion deficit again this year. And in the future years, they know it's going to be going back up again. And a nation cannot exist on debt because they have to pay the interest on the debt. And eventually the whole thing collapses. And they know exactly where we're headed. It's not a matter of if. And if you read that, that's in the article by David Stockman in the New York Times, April 2nd, he tells you it's not a matter of if, but when the financial system collapses. If you read the article by Richard Haass, who is president of the Council on Foreign Relations, and he was the member of the Trilateral Commission, and Richard Haass happened to be writing on the, the 12th of May in Time magazine, says it's not that what we are doing today is unsustainable. It's not a matter of if, but when the whole house comes down. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is not imaginary. The elite are telling you what's going to happen, but most people aren't going to listen, and most people, I think, are going to get wiped out before this whole thing falls apart, or when this whole thing falls apart. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Melody, tell us, tell the listeners out there what they should be doing and how they can get in touch with you.
I believe they need to be preserving their wealth. And I think lots of times people think there isn't anything that they can do, and I don't believe that. There's always something that you can do. It takes courage, it takes action, and you have to know your investments. A lot of people turn everything over to their financial planners. They feel comfortable with them doing everything. And they don't pay much attention. People should be very involved in their financial planning. They work hard for their money. They need to save it and preserve it. And that's what gold and silver does. And they can call me at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. They can visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com.
All right, fine. Now, what should people be doing? What would you suggest? What do you tell people who call in and say, look, I'm worried about, and suddenly I certainly have got my money in my bank account, or I've got an annuity, or something. I have a pension fund or a 401k or an IRA. What should I do with my funds? What do you tell them?
Well, we recommend sometimes 401s are a little difficult to get a hold of. Some of them do allow you to have some funds into an IRA. You can always borrow against it, but you do have to be careful. I don't believe folks should borrow in order to buy gold or or anything like that, but I know many of my clients do, and that's their choice. And I always recommend that folks should always look to worst-case scenarios. If you lose your job, will you be able to take care of those payments? How is it going to do for you financially? These are the questions that you have to ask yourself. Always look to worst-case scenario. IRAs. We do carry gold and silver IRAs. I personally believe taking physical delivery of your gold and silver is the best thing that you can do. However, if folks, if they don't want to remove funds from their IRA, I believe having it in gold and silver is better than keeping it in paper. So there is something that you can do to get out of that paper, take advantage of the IRAs, and put it in gold and silver. Yes, it is stored at in the Delaware Depository, but that's a choice people get to make. They get to know what the risk is, and they can plan accordingly. Everything is about planning and knowing your risk.
I certainly agree with you. Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, why give us a call? But ladies and gentlemen, we're entering very, very dangerous financial times. I fear that many, many people, the majority of the American people, are going to be wiped out in the coming financial apocalypse.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Kind of makes you think of Blake, doesn't it? Makes you think of a lot of things. We're going to be in this yet, Mom.
Oh,
Hello, son.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, darling.
New song?
Brand new, first time in the air. Brand new, my eye. You know, I threw that song out of Yip Yip Yap Bang 22 years ago. Sounds better now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But ladies and gentlemen, everything points to the fact we're moving rapidly into an economic crisis situation. The stock market in Japan was down 7%, went up 2%, then fell 9% this morning. Not a word in the controlled media in America. Certainly our stock market opened up down 127 points. They manipulated it back. I think it closed down somewhere about 12 points, something like that. But anyway, under any circumstances, it's all manipulated, and you better start looking after yourself and understand that we have a fiat money system, and there's no instance in all history where a fiat money system has survived. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Mike, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah, I got a question. I was wondering, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, the gold and silver is the best thing going, you know, for the investment now, especially once we know at some point the whole thing's going to crash. But the question is, you know, do you think that they'll confiscate the silver and gold where we won't be able to use it? And if they do, what do we do then if they do that?
All right. Okay, Melody, how would you respond to Mike who wants to know if they're going to try to confiscate the gold and silver? Certainly, they can threaten to, but I will tell you that certainly when they confiscated the gold back in 1933, only about 25% of the people actually turned it in. The other people refused to do it because they knew it was being stolen from them, and 75% of the people just didn't do it. What would you say?
Well, that's true. A lot of them didn't turn it in, but the problem with that is you can't use it. You know, you will see you'll have a black market open up, and if you're caught with it, there could be severe penalties and fines. I don't think anybody really went to jail back at that point in time, but I have talked with traders who actually traded coins, you know, through the 50s and, you know, collectible coins you could trade. You just couldn't trade any bullion coins. Coins are rare and unusual value traded. And so that is one market that kept going. You know, confiscation, you can debate it both ways, whether they will, whether they won't. You can have a good argument on both sides. And again, I think if people have substantial funds that they can put into the market, they can go into the items that'll protect them a little bit better against confiscation. So again, it comes up to what's suitable for you. I think perhaps they might regulate it somehow, not to the point of confiscating, but whether it be by, they're going to have to do something with it because they're going to be in such need of it. And I believe gold is going to have the biggest scandal. Gold and silver is going to have the biggest scandal ever to have happened in the financial market, because they have sold product that's not there. You've had these banks who leased out gold that they don't have, I believe. So, I think this will all follow through. I don't know the time frames of anything. So a lot of dealers, unfortunately, they would often use confiscation as a fear tactic so they could sell a particular type of coin. And no, I believe coins have a purpose and place in a portfolio. It's our job to educate our clients so you guys can make an informed decision on what types that you can own.
And Mike, I would suggest that what you want to do is diversify. You want to get into gold. You want to get into certain gold coins, maybe collector's coins. You want to get into silver. You want to get into all types of silver. You want to be widely diversified. You maybe even want to get into platinum and certainly palladium. But diversify, diversify, diversify. There are three rules to investing. Diversify, diversify, diversify. Go ahead, Melody.
Diversification is great, but you have to be careful that it's suitable for you. And unfortunately, I know, and we're very careful here, and we make plans with our clients. We give them options. You know, you can do this, you can do this. This is how you can, you're making a purchase now, your future purchases. This is what you want to accumulate. So when people have their first purchase with discount gold and silver, they know exactly what they're going to do in the future. And they know what coins they're going to buy. They know what coins they're going to accumulate. They know when they get to certain points. Then they can add in the platinum. And I prefer platinum over palladium, but you have platinum. And you know, we also have your silver. So it is very important to have all. I'm very careful. People come to me and they say, I want silver. That way they won't confiscate it. That I don't believe you should buy silver to avoid confiscation. I believe both gold, silver, platinum, palladium, whichever you get of the metals, you buy are the fundamentals of each. You will know how they will perform in the future.
Okay, does that answer your question, Mike?
Yeah, I got a couple more, Doc. The one of them is, you know, what's the supply? People have been telling me they've been having a hard time getting the silver and gold. Did they have to wait for it? And do you think that at this point the stock market is more or less a sucker's game at paper, and they're just reeling people in, and they're going to collapse, and they're going to snatch everybody's money again?
Hold that thought. Well, basically, of course, Mike is wondering whether or not they're simply going to scamming everybody. Go ahead, Mike. What is your question?
Yeah, with the gold, the people that I've been talking to have been having a hard time even getting the gold. We're waiting to get the gold that, you know, that we've already paid for. And then as far as the stock market goes, you know, like last time they reeled everybody in and then they purposely collapsed it and they snatched up everybody's money. And I'm just thinking they're just doing it all over again
right
now.
Well, the thing is, if you buy gold, you want to get your hands on it, get gold and silver. Do not buy it with the idea that sometime, 6 months or 6 weeks from now, you're going to get it. If you pay for it, be sure you can get it within a reasonable period of time. Okay?
Okay.
We're going to have to let you go because we got other callers. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Yeah, just God bless everybody, and we want to tighten things up because it's starting to look pretty ugly.
Amen to that. God bless, and thanks for calling us. Let's go to Lorene, or is that Lorene or Loren?
Lorene.
Hi, Lorene, calling from Litchfield, New York. Where is that? Oh, that's you're listening on a WJIV, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
fine.
Near Ilion, New York.
Okay, fine. It's good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
A few minutes ago, you said that there was going to be open phone calling, and the question I have isn't relating to gold and silver. Is that okay?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
I wanted to know, I have a feeling, and I don't have anything to base it on, but with the four Americans that got killed in, is it Benghazi?
Right.
Okay. I have a feeling that they knew something and that Obama wanted them dead because there was something that they knew that could have harmed him.
Well, I don't know that all four of them, maybe the ambassador knew something. We don't know, but we do know, apparently, the stories is coming out now that Obama had given the order not to help them. And basically, there were two generals who wanted to send in forces to rescue them, and they were ordered to stand down, and when they refused, they were relieved of their commands. So obviously they wanted at least the ambassador dead. That's all we know. We know that they're doing everything they can to suppress the story. Does that answer your question, Lorene?
Yeah, I just wanted to know if you thought that they wanted...
I think maybe they wanted the ambassador dead. I don't think they wanted all the other people dead, but I think they wanted him dead. That's why they withheld the support. And they relieved the generals who wanted to help him. They took away their commands.
And it just blows my mind how Obama is just seeming to talk himself out of every scandal. And it seems like he's getting away with it.
Well, I wouldn't plan on that, Lorene. I think that this is all being manipulated, and I believe that it's going to be very interesting. Let's just wait and see what happens, okay? But I want you to get everybody up there in Litchfield and everybody else that you know in New York listening to our programs, at least try.
Oh, I tell a lot of people about you and about RadioLiberty.com.
God bless you. Thanks very much.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. God bless you. Bye.
Okay, fine. Well, that was Loren calling. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Her question really had nothing to do with gold and silver. It had to do with suddenly what happened in Benghazi. And she thought that maybe they wanted to kill the four people there, and that's why they withheld support. I said I didn't think they wanted to kill the four people, but it was obvious they wanted to have the ambassador dead for whatever reason, because from everything we've been able to hear, by President Obama gave the order for stand down. There were two generals who wanted to send in forces. In other words, they wanted to send rescue teams in. And both of them were relieved at their commands because they wanted to try to rescue the American ambassador. For whatever reason why they were not allowed to go in, they could have saved him. They didn't. And now they have to cover up for what is, in essence, the murder of an American ambassador by people at the highest levels of our government. Well, but that's certainly not our subject for the rest of the evening. Our guest, of course, is Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Melody has been with Radio Liberty for 8 or 9 years now, and oh, suddenly she has a wonderful reputation. She takes good care of people. Her fees or commissions are very low, and we've certainly never had any serious complaints about her. And believe me, we've had 3 or 4 other people that we've had that have advertised with us. And a number of these, we've actually had to just terminate our relationship with them because, of course, there was questions about how they were dealing with our listeners. A caller came and asked how they could confiscate gold when people wear it as jewelry. And basically, of course, if they did confiscate gold, we would not anticipate they would confiscate gold jewelry. I do not think that would be practical at all. But what they're talking about would be coins and bars. But since so few people in America actually hold them today, probably not more than a couple of percentage, I don't really think they're going to do it. But we'll have to wait and see. Melody, before we go on, once again, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, give your telephone number, your webpage out, your certainly information on your radio program, and then we'll go to Bruce, who's calling us from Michigan. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But go right ahead, Melody.
You know, the Benghazi story is just another sign of the decay of this country and where this country is headed. And so, yes, it starts at the top, but it also filters all the way down through the list of politicians and then over to Wall Street. And these are the people who are controlling your money and what is happening to this country. So it is a sign, and it's just another part of the story. But it does affect each and every one of us and into our financial lives also. But they can contact me at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And our website is dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com.
Okay, fine. And of course, you can talk to Melody, and she'll give you her opinion on what you should be doing. And of course, I think she changes the opinion depending upon who you are and what you're trying to accomplish. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Bruce calling from Durand, Michigan. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
Okay. Last time I purchased an ounce of gold was under Bush. It was like under $900, and I don't want to do it till it gets under that again. I've been watching the last couple of weeks, and I've noticed it's been going down 4 out of 5 days a week. And I always look to see in the paper what the reason they give. They always give some cockamamie reason. And one day, about a week or so ago, they said George Soros sold off like 12% of his gold holdings. Now, I didn't believe that. He may have sold off some kind of gold stock. But if it was holdings, what did he buy? Did he buy worthless paper? It doesn't seem like him because back in the winter, they were saying how Soros was into gold, really getting a bunch of bullion.
No, basically, of course, they're lying to you, but basically, Soros sold some holdings and bought other holdings. They tell you about what he sold. They don't tell you about what he bought. And basically, yeah, of course, what they're trying to do is panic people into selling their gold. Oh, Soros is getting out of gold. I better get out of gold. And don't you believe it. Soros is smart enough to actually exchange probably one thing he can take a loss on, but he's also buying other things. And basically, smart people are stocking up on gold when the price is down. They know exactly what they're doing. They just want to play the suckers out there. That's what it's all about. But Melody, do you have any thoughts on that?
You know, that was an orchestrated takedown of gold and silver. And I mean, not only did you have him come out and make that statement one day, but the following day on Thursday, you had a group of banks meeting at the White House, all the typical major banks, a group of, I think there was 10 of them, or somewhere around that number that met, and then the gold was followed shortly thereafter, the takedown on Friday. So I believe it was an orchestrated event to take gold, the price of gold down. I think they needed it lower. I think they needed to buy it at a lot lower price. But when it comes to George Soros, they're not going to tell us, you know, what exactly what they're buying and selling. However, he did just come out, I believe on May 15, they released something about George Soros where he increased his gold holding by purchasing $25 million of call options on the junior gold miners. So, you know, they're in there playing the markets. They're insiders. They know what's going to happen the day before it happens, and that's how they make their money. And, you know, same way with Warren Buffett. You know, they're insiders. They know what's going to happen before it happens. That's how they've been successful. George Soros, I read where his fund averages out a 20% return on an annual basis. That's pretty high. You have to know what's going on the inside. So.
Yep. Okay, anything else, Bruce?
Well, I guess just for common folk like us, we purchase for the disaster that's coming. We're not speculators. My doctor told me about a family he knew, the husband and wife, really were good at speculating. They like buy silver, $10,000 worth of silver, and sell it for $15,000 within a couple of months. They, you know, made their living that way. But I got too much other stuff to do, you know, than to speculate like that all the time. And like Gomez Adams on the Adams Family, watch the ticker tape.
What you
know, 24 hours a day.
Bruce, what you and I and the average individual has to do is buy and hold.
Yep.
We're not trying to make money. We're trying to preserve the value of our wealth. And basically, there's an organized, orchestrated effort to destroy the value of our currency. I mean, I can remember the book that sold for $12. It now sells for $48. I can remember why you could buy a shirt, you know, for $5 today, why you can buy a shirt for $25 or $30. And basically, these are all not that the shirt has gone up in value. It is simply that the currency has gone down in value, and they systematically destroyed the value of our currency. And you can do this. You can create artificial prosperity. And it's worked very well going back to August 15th, 1971, when Richard Nixon temporarily took us off the gold standard. If you go back and see what he said, temporarily take us off the gold standard. Well, temporarily now has gone on for well over 40 years. But we've reached the end. We've reached that point of no return when the whole system, the whole monetary system of the world is beginning to fall apart. It's certainly the fall in the Japanese stock market today, certainly foreshadowing that. We just don't know. But I will tell you, I really do believe that it's going to happen sometime, certainly within the coming months or years, next couple of years. I think the whole thing is going to fall apart, in my estimation. Anything else, Bruce, before we let you go?
Well, you know, there's a radio show on the weekend called Money Matters on a lot of AM stations. The guy's name is Bob Breaker.
Yeah, Bob Brinker. He's sort of a regular old establishment. He will give you
all the regular. Oh, you better believe it. Ooh, I couldn't believe this Sunday he was going on and on about how great the stock market is, how low the CPI is, how the
why do you think he's on 100 stations?
Yeah, you know, the people calling in, common guys, were saying, the dollar stores are filled. I'm paying all kinds of, you know, up the nose on gasoline prices. You know, what are you talking about? It's so great. He was saying, yeah, you know, 33 out of the 50 states, the wage of the average worker has gone up. And nobody seemed to agree with him except these Gomez Adams types who are who are working the stock market, you know, because it's gone up 50% in 2 years, and they make money that way. But everybody else who's out here paying for drugs and paying for gas and paying for food and insurance, for crying out loud, paying insurance premiums, we notice we have less cash to spend on, you know, a new lawnmower or a luxury item, like a new TV or something like that.
Well, Melody, how would you respond to what Bruce is saying? And once again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you're out there, have a question or comment for our guest, Melody Cedarstrom, why give us a call? Melody, how would you respond to Bruce, who's really pointing out the fact that inflation seems to be progressively eroding the value of our currency and our salaries?
Absolutely, and we haven't seen anything yet. It's going to continue to get, inflation is going to continue to come into our lives. We've seen these corporations, and, you know, with a box of cereal, you know, they shrink the amount of cereal inside the box, but they still charge you a little bit more. So you still pay more and you get less. And it's not going to change until they change our monetary policy. There's a lot of things that are going on, a lot of things that are so intricate and involved. Sometimes it can be complicated. But if you really look at our monetary policy, it all began when they took us off the gold standard. You know, at the time they took us off the gold standard, that our money was going to be devalued, that we would have inflation, that things would become more and more expensive. They used to complain about it. Now people get this idea that the inflation that we're experiencing is some sort of prosperity, that it's good that things go up. And that's not true. So our dollars are going to buy less and less. People in business tell me all the time, I'm working harder and harder, I'm making more, our revenues are higher, but I'm bringing home less money. Because all the expenses, the materials and everything else are much more expensive. So there's less left over at the end of the day. So expect to see higher and higher prices. You might see some areas in various sectors of markets that might come down in price a little bit. You might see your local restaurant lower their prices or something like that. But overall, the main staples of our lives are going to continue to rise.
Amen to that. Anything else, Bruce, before we let you go?
I'm just wondering if they're going to let it get under $1,000 an ounce. It'll be interesting to see if they will let that happen.
Melody,
I know a lot of people, middle class and lower middle class, that would go back and try to buy some more gold. You know, like I was getting it in Clinton. When Clinton was in there, I was getting it for like $300 an ounce. You know, I don't think that'll ever come back. But
Bruce, I don't think any one of us is smart enough to know when it hits the bottom. I think you dollar cost averaging and you just buy a little at a time.
Yep.
And
yep.
In the long run, you're going to come out ahead. How would you respond to that thought, Melody?
I mean, anything's possible, but I don't think it's likely. And I think folks who say that gold and silver is too high that they're not going to buy, I think they're hurting themselves. Because now they have these dollars that they're not protecting, and they're losing value against their purchasing power. So I believe there's things that can be purchased if you purchase smart, if you purchase from the right place, like myself, where you're not taken advantage of. There's some things that people can buy. And I think it's better than keeping it in dollars. I mean, of course, you need your cash. You need some cash to function and so forth. You don't want to put money into gold and silver that you're going to need in a month or two. You know, you certainly need to keep those funds. But funds that you are disposable funds that you can use and you won't need, it's a savings account. And so, but don't let prices of gold at these levels and silver keep you from buying.
Okay, anything else, Bruce, and then we'll let you go.
It's a matter of balance. You know, I mean, if I've got $2,000 to spend, I might do it. But if I don't, I've only got like $1,000 to spend. I got to wait till it comes down. So
okay, fine.
Well, I kind of hope it doesn't come down, and yet, for the future's sake, it might be good for me if it did come down. I could buy some more.
Well, I think if you have the funds, I would certainly get it at this price, and I don't think it's going to go too much lower. Anyway, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Our number's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Melody, what is the message you would like to leave with our listeners this evening?
Well, you know, the folks who have less amounts of money or they want to save, I mean, there is silver. You buy silver. There are fractional pieces of gold that you can buy. you don't need to buy the big pieces. You can buy fractional pieces, but you have to be smart about it, and that's what we do. I had a client today, you know, I've been advising him to hold off on buying silver because he wanted to buy a large amount of silver. I told him to hold off. The premiums are going to come down, and he's been after me for a month to make the buy. And I said, just wait. And I told a lot of my clients to wait. And he told me tonight, he says, I'm going to buy tomorrow. He says, I've talked to several people. He says, you're the only one who told me not to buy. He says, everybody else was buy, 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 buy. He says, it would have cost me thousands of dollars more if I would have listened and got caught up into their pitch of buy, 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 and into the urgency. He says, you're the only one. And that's what we do here. And because now I have a life, you know, he will buy his gold and silver. We build relationships with our clients. And, you know, folks sometimes think that they're getting a good buy somewhere. And in the long run, I don't think they really are. I think it's important what you buy, the quality, and that's what we do here. I make it affordable for people to buy quality, and that's what it's all about. And there's other high-profile people that can blast the various coins and so forth, and, you know, to some degree, you know, if you buy from the wrong place, they can be right. But when you buy from Discount Gold and Silver, you just can't go wrong, and we help you with those educated decisions.
Well, now, basically, did you agree with the gentleman that this is the time to buy?
Yes, I did.
All right, fine. So, basically, you think that this is probably
The premiums have come down on Silver Eagle. The spot has stayed relatively stable around this 22 level. So, yeah, now's the time to buy.
And basically now, of course, what does a Silver Eagle cost at the present time?
The premium is still a little high, higher than what it was 3 months ago, but it's come down enough to adjust any upside or downside. So you're still paying about $4 over spot.
Okay, fine. Well, of course, our guest has been Melody Cederstrom, and we're talking about Sydney investing. One time more, let's get your telephone number out, then we'll let you go.
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
God bless. Good night. Talk to you real soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairie, to the ocean, white with gold.
Don't be late.
No.
Fight with God. God bless America. My home. Sweet.
Right, Pop?
Right, son.
Oh. From the mountains to the prairies, to the ocean, wide with gold, God bless us.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I have to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported by people who believe is with me that we are involved in a spiritual battle, that there are powerful dark spiritual forces aligned against freedom today, that they dominate our nation, that certainly they work through secret societies and covert organizations that have been around for thousands of years. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. You need to get Godson's Cumbie's book. We carry used copies, admittedly, but The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow is vitally important. We carry Professor Quigley's books. They were actually actively suppressed. They destroyed the place in the first half of Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, History of the World in Our Time. And I know a lot about him. I went to his papers, Professor Quigley's papers at Georgetown University before they were shredded. I talked to his mistress. I talked to his secretary. I talked to his wife. I talked to his best friend. I talked to his students. And, of course, we actually copied all of his papers, distributed them among leaders so that if they did me in, why, of course, those copies of his Professor Quigley's papers would still be out there. And basically, we do hope, of course, you'll want to get the Professor Quigley's books from us. You'll want to get Constance Cumbie's book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. We want to get the talk that we actually, Constance gave for us. For Radio Liberty, you want to get certainly the four CD set with Constance. We have a four tape set, four CD set called The Secret Government, and basically it's kind of a talk with Professor Quigley, an interview with Professor Quigley, not one that I did, but one that will give you tremendous insight into what's going on, so you can get the Professor Quigley interview with at our four CD set, The Secret Government. And then, of course, we do hope many of you out there will certainly want to get the other items we have on all sorts of things, the threat of an EMP attack. On Tuesday this week, in the Wall Street Journal, there's an article by James Woolsey, a member of the CFR, but also former director of the CIA, and Peter Pry, who we've interviewed a number of times, and basically talking about the threat of an EMP attack. This was Tuesday of this week, Wall Street Journal. You can want to get the article. Peter Pry and James Woolsey. We've got four CD sets on the danger of an EMP attack. We've got a DVD on the danger of an EMP attack. We have the book written by a former High Defense Department official. His name was Michael Maloof, and the book is entitled A Nation Forsaken. We've got that book. We have the 2004 Congressional Commission report on the danger of an EMP attack. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, with one nuclear device exploded 300 miles above Omaha, Nebraska, why they could kill within 6 months to a year well over 200 million Americans. Within 6 months to a year after an EMP attack, they could kill off essentially between as many as 200 million Americans within 6 to 12 months. This is not imaginary. You need to read the article. He doesn't give those figures there, but Peter Pry does give them in the four CD set we have on EMP attack. You need to get this information. You need to duplicate it. You need to help us get the information out. You need to get our information on the supernatural. We have a four CD set on the supernatural. We have a four CD set on satanic crimes. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And please don't forget the four CD set of my interviews with Constance Cumbie, who is certainly the world's leading expert on the occult influence at every level of our government today. Well, again, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our programs and watch our DVDs, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains, through the prairie, through the ocean.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. It is 23 May 2013. It is Thursday. Big weekend coming up. Reflective days, if you ask me. Especially with what's happening around the country, around the world, the terror strike that occurred in London yesterday. If you haven't heard about that, oh my gosh. And everything reeks of design, of agenda. Going according to the plan for some unknown reason. I have to tell you honestly, last night I was just so, I felt so beat down, like many of you all do, from what is happening, that I had to just totally divorce myself from that, remove myself from it, go outside, look at the sky, look at the flowers, look at the plants that are growing, see my great big huge oregano bush and appreciate it for what it is. Because watching the memory lapses of the people at the IRS is unbelievable.